A good pressure, a common pressure across the country would be around 60 pound PSI. You don't want to go much higher than that. You can get away with some lower than that. If it's an older home and it has an undersized feed line or a galvanized line that feeds from the meter to the house, they can become really corroded. And just by replacing those and increasing the size, sometimes that's all it'll take to increase the water pressure in the house. No way to know about that until you cut into it to see what it looks like and how old it is. And the only other thing is, if the city has given you X amount of PSI, pounds per square inch of water, then that's all you're going to get, and they're not going to give you any more. So if that's the case, there's just got to learn to live with it.
Well, yeah, he says here that when the city put a gauge on it, it read 30 PSI.
That's really low.
Yeah, and he called Bel Air, and they said they provide 60, just like you said.
Yeah, 60 is pretty much the norm. You can get away with about 40, 45, and it's okay in some homes. But 30, man, that's hard to take a shower.